This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Who is at risk of B12 deficiency? Older adults, vegans, metformin, and PPI users. Vitamin B12 deficiency is not randomly distributed misfortune. It is the predictable output of four well-mapped mechanisms, each disabling a specific step of the absorption machinery. Knowing which group you belong to converts B12 from an afterthought into a checklist item, and the stakes are asymmetric because this deficiency's neurological damage does not always wait for its hematological announcement. Group 1, older adults, the acid problem, food-bound B12 must first be cut free by stomach acid and pepsin. With age, atrophic gastritis, chronic thinning of the acid-producing stomach lining, often Helicobacter-associated, becomes common, and acid output falls precisely when intrinsic factor production may also decline. The result shows in every population survey, depending on thresholds and markers used, 6 to 20% of adults over 60 in Western studies are B12 deficient or marginally depleted, Allen 2009, Green 2017, most without knowing. The mechanism has a practical corollary. Food-bound B12 fails first, while crystalline B12 from supplements, needing no acid liberation, continues to absorb, which is why several national guidelines advise adults over 50 to meet part of their requirement from supplemental or fortified sources by default. Group 2. Vegans and strict vegetarians. The source problem, B12 is made by microorganisms and enters the food chain almost exclusively through animal products. Plant foods contain none in reliable bioactive form, and popular plant B12 sources, spirulina notably, largely contain pseudo-B12 analogs that human cells cannot use and that may even distort blood tests. The consequence is not immediate. The liver's B12 store lasts years. It is, however, near universal on a long enough timeline. Studies of unsupplemented vegans show depletion rising steadily with duration, approaching the majority within years. For this group, the message is not nuance, but arithmetic. Supplementation, or rigorous fortification, is a structural requirement of the diet, not an optional extra. One of nutrition's few genuinely binary rules, groups 3 and 4, the medication mechanisms metformin, first-line therapy for millions with type 2 diabetes, interferes with the calcium-dependent receptor step of B12 absorption in the terminal ileum. The randomized placebo-controlled data are clean. In the 4.3-year trial reported by DeJager and colleagues, BMJ 2010, metformin reduced B12 concentrations progressively, a 19% fall versus placebo, with the deficiency risk rising with dose and duration. Diabetes associations now recommend periodic B12 monitoring on long-term metformin, particularly with neuropathy symptoms, since metformin-induced B12 neuropathy can masquerade as diabetic neuropathy. Proton pump inhibitors and H2 blockers reproduce the older adult mechanism pharmacologically. By design, they suppress the acid that liberates food-bound B12. Long-term use associates with significantly increased deficiency risk in case-control data. Neither medication is an argument against its own use. Both are frequently essential, but each quietly adds its user to the monitoring list. Why wait for symptoms is the losing strategy, B12 deficiency's textbook picture, megaloblastic anemia, fatigue, glossitis, suggests the blood count will raise the alarm in time. The clinical reality, emphasized across the modern literature, Green 2017, neurological injury can precede anemia entirely, especially where folate intake is high. Subacute combined degeneration of the spinal cord, peripheral neuropathy, and cognitive changes can establish themselves first, and beyond a certain point, remain permanent despite full B12 repletion. That asymmetry, cheap prevention versus potentially irreversible damage, is the entire case for proactive status checking in the four risk groups rather than symptomatic discovery. Diagnosed deficiency, and pernicious anemia above all, then belongs to physicians. Supplementation supports management. It never replaces the workup that finds the cause. The clinical bottom line, four mechanisms, four groups, age-related acid loss, animal product-free diets, metformin's ileal interference, and pharmacological acid suppression. prevalence 6 to 20% over 60, and approaches inevitability in unsupplemented vegans. While the deficiency's neurological arm can strike before the blood count blinks and refuse to fully retreat afterwards. If you are on this page's list, supplement rationally, test periodically, and treat diagnosis as a medical event, not a shopping decision. Primary sources: Green R, Allen LH, Bjerke Monson AL et al., Vitamin B12 Deficiency, NatRev Dis Primers, 2017, 3-thiamcinyl-4-E, LH. How common is vitamin B12 deficiency? AMJ Clin Neuter, 2009, 89693-696S. Jager J, Kui A, Laird P et al., long-term treatment with metformin in patients with type 2 diabetes and risk of vitamin B12 deficiency, randomized placebo-controlled trial, BMJ 2010, 340-C2181. J.R. Schneider J.L., Zhao W., Corley D.A., proton pump inhibitor and histamine 2 receptor antagonist use in vitamin B12 deficiency. JAMA, 2013, 2435-2442. A.M. et al., effective treatment of cobalamin deficiency with oral cobalamin. Blood, 1998, 92, 1191-1198. Information, not medical advice. Suspected deficiency warrants proper testing and physician-led diagnosis, especially before neurological symptoms are attributed to anything else.